Baseball Tonight, the podcast.
This is the Baseball Tonight podcast for Monday, April 13th, 2020. I'm Buster Olney, working from my home studio in north of New York City, and Taylor Schwenk is working from his home studio in Connecticut. We start today's podcast with really sad news. Anthony Cossey, a highly skilled and exceedingly popular sports photographer for the New York Post, who covered the city teams for 25 years, died on Sunday from the coronavirus. He was 48 years old. The newspaper reported Cossey's death on the web. The newspaper reported Cossey's death on its website Sunday night and included an image of Monday's back page. It featured a photo of Cossey holding a camera with a long lens and the words, "Our eyes, our heart," and then below, "and our city's loss." I got to know Anthony. I didn't know him as well as the beat writers like Marley Rivera around the team every day. But every time I was around him, he couldn't have been nicer, always had a great sense of humor. And, man, you could see how much respect people at Yankee Stadium, people in ballparks around the country had for him, and in part because he just was such a nice person. You know, later on in the week, I'm sure I'll be talking with some people who knew him better than I did. A national staffer tested positive for the coronavirus, according to general manager Mike Rizzo. He said it was a club employee, not a player, and he's on the road to getting better. It was sad news about former Cubs All-Star infielder Glenn Beckert. He passed away over the weekend at age 79. Pete Alonso, the Mets' first baseman, was looking for a silver lining and celebrating Easter. He wrote on Twitter, "I hope everyone has a blessed and a happy Easter. Today is really special for me because I haven't been able to celebrate Easter since I was in high school. I understand the gravity of what's going on, but there are little victories in each day." This will be Hall of Fame week on the podcast. Every day we'll be talking with a Hall of Famer, and we'll start with the greatest catcher in baseball history today, Johnny Bench, who offers his perspective on the electronic strike zone and his first memory of a teammate's young son who went on to become a Hall of Famer. We'll hear from Sarah Langs about Bench and his place in baseball lore and about one of the most significant trades in baseball history. Before we get to Johnny and Sarah, I want to recommend the latest episode of the Adam Schefter podcast. Adam is joined by Buffalo Bills GM Brandon Bean to discuss what will be a virtual NFL draft and what complications may arise. Then Adam gets personal with former ESPN broadcaster Bob Lee as the two share stories surrounding the current state of sports in the world we are living in today. Find it wherever you get your podcast.
Numbers Game.
Sarah Langs, a reporter and a producer for MLB.com. And Sarah, we talked to Johnny Bench the other day. That interview's coming up. And I was so excited when he agreed to do that because he's one of the greatest players in history, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, he's the best catcher of all time, right? I mean, I don't think there's any question there. And absolutely incredible. And I can't wait to listen to the rest of this and hear what he had to say to you.
All right. So what do you think about his, the question of whether or not the Big Red Machine, the team that he played on, was the greatest team of all time?
Yeah. You know, I love that. I feel like we always talk about them and some of those Yankees teams in the, you know, late 20s and early 30s. And if you look at war, offensive war from Fangraphs, the 1927 Yankees had 49.3 war from their batters on Fangraphs, and the 1976 Reds were second with 45.9. That's in MLB history. And that, I mean, I think that pretty much tells you maybe not number one, but certainly at least number two and up there with, you know, these absolutely incredible offensive teams. The 31 Yankees are right after. You have the 1930 Yankees on one list. You have the 39 team on another, but you know, the one team that isn't the Yankees up there is always those 76 Reds.
You know, I've always, and now I currently, my belief is that the 98 Yankees are the best team ever. The 39 Yankees, though, when the Yankees finished that season in 1998, I can remember writing a piece about that, about their place in history. And that 39 team,